Jerry Bader Show, 1050. Not one call, not one email on the exoneration of Green Bay police officer Derek Wicklund. Does that mean everyone agrees with me that this was the right thing, but that Derek Wicklund needs to take a step back from the line in his behavior? I remember getting, when I wouldn't convict him in the court of public opinion, I remember getting all sorts of people writing and screaming and, come on, Jerry, those, come on, come on. Or are most people who would call this show realizing of the fact there is additional evidence, as I suggested there might be, to show that there was much more to the story, and there was. Given what we know now, I believe his actions appropriate. Interestingly, we have a Derek in Green Bay. Derek, go ahead.
Hey, Jerry. I guess it just depends on the what that additional evidence was. I mean, that YouTube video, I mean, even that was kind of gray. I don't think it was overwhelmingly obvious that, oh, my God, he did something wrong. But I'd love to see that additional angle.
It's online. If you video coverage. Just go to the Green Bay Police Department website. And you can actually see it. Thanks a lot for the call. Yeah, it's out there. You can see it. It's everywhere. And I think, I think you have to read the entire review, look at the video, and it's pretty hard to disagree with the finding. And that no one is, I think, validates the fact that it's pretty hard to disagree with the finding. I'm going to beg for calls on this. If anybody wanted to disagree with me, I didn't want to be accused of not giving them the opportunity to do that. Here's something you should know about. Actually, I have to be careful. That's the name of a radio feature, I think. Oh, no, that's just something you should know. You've never heard that one, Jason? Music stations play it all the time. Something you should know. But I said something you should know about. So I'm not violating any intellectual property rights or anything like that. Well, who knows these days? Okay, remember all the talk of taxing email? And people thought, nah, that's just a hoax. They would never tax email, right? They wouldn't do that, right? Review and Outlook, today's Wall Street Journal, the Senate that taxed the Internet. The ban on email taxes is scheduled to expire on November 1st. On Tuesday, the House passed, now that is the House of Representatives, passed a permanent extension of the Internet Tax Freedom Act, which prevents new taxes on email and Internet access services, a rare Washington example of bipartisan cooperation to encourage economic growth. The measure is so popular, it didn't even require a roll call vote. It passed by acclamation. You know what that means? All in favor say, they didn't even have to call the names in the House. But because a bill is sensible and popular, doesn't mean it can get through Majority Leader Harry Reid's Senate. And it may not matter that this is about the only substantive legislation that can win bipartisan majority support in Congress this year. A cabal of state tax and local collectors is lobbying the Senate to hold the Internet Tax Freedom Act hostage. Here's the plan. They want to give municipalities and states new powers to collect sales taxes on transactions far outside their borders. You know, you remember this debate, right? So what they want to do is tie the extension of the Internet Tax Freedom Act to giving states and municipalities new powers to collect sales taxes on transactions outside their borders done on the Internet. Illinois Senator Dick Durbin, the number two Democrat, is mulling whether to lead the hostage-taking for these taxing interests. Since this sales tax scheme has been going nowhere in the House, the Durbin gang could end up shooting the hostage, as the Internet Tax Freedom Act is due to expire November 1st. In other words, if they say, well, you know what they're trying to set up here, don't you? Right before election. So Republicans, they're going to make it so email can be taxed. They won't go along with this. And this is what they always do. That's because they have an ulterior motive. And that may be the outcome they really want anyway, given how deep the fiscal hole states like Illinois are in. Someone might want to ask Democratic incumbents Mark Udall, Colorado, Gene Shaheen, New Hampshire, Kay Hagan, North Carolina, and Mark Warner, Virginia, if they want to campaign this fall as senators who taxed the Internet. A pending flood of new charges on Internet access bills is bound to put voters in a sour mood. So maybe they should talk to Dick and Harry about scheduling a vote. Well, no, I'll tell you right now. They think they're going to be able to turn this around on Republicans. That's what Harry Reid does. He blocks, he obstructs, he holds hostage, and then blames Republicans for it. That, however, I will concede, is going to be much more difficult to do in this case, given the fact that it passed by acclamation through the House. That they didn't even have to vote on it. Oh, they voted on it, but I mean not a roll call vote. Yeah, we're good with that. The House won't do that because the House wants to add brand new taxes, and they're holding this hostage to do that. So then this becomes the question. What should Republicans do? Republicans should not go anywhere near this hostage negotiation. Go ahead. Let them. But it's darned important that they point this out. No, do those Democrats want to campaign on that? Republicans should be campaigning against it. If you want to find a hot button issue that affects just about every voter in America today, can you think of a better one than this? Beyond good politics, it's the right thing to do. This, however, is, I think, where Republicans, time and again, fail. They don't get out ahead of this stuff because they continue to underestimate the dishonesty of Harry Reid, that he'll come out and try to make it look like it's Republicans obstructing this thing. So they need to jump on this and jump on this now. 10:58, just 8 minutes to rush. Have a lovely one, won't you?
For all things Jerry Bader, jerrybadershow.com.
Welcome to Bank Mutual. What can we do to help?
I need a business loan.